Welcome, my dear children, to this new episode on your favorite podcast, Once Upon a Time with Uttara. We are listening to the adventures of Draco the Friendly Dragon, Ayan the Dragon Rider, Alina, his sister, Samir, their friend, and their uncle Kabir. In the last episode, something incredible happened. And if you missed it, please go back and have a listen. You will be able to follow what happens in this chapter much better then. So let's move on. Ayan had clearly proven himself to be the dragon rider for Draco when he mounted Prince Abhi's harness and flew up in the sky with Draco. But after they went back to the camp, Alina and Draco had seemed to form a special bond, where a blue flame had appeared inside each of their mouths when they had met. Uncle Kabir had called Alina a flame keeper, but the children did not know what it meant. Although they had studied ancient history and magical texts for so long, none of them had ever come across this particular term. Uncle Kabir decided to explain it to them and made the children sit down in front of him. Draco also settled down comfortably, sitting right next to Ayan. Uncle Kabir looked at the children and started his explanation of the strange things that had happened between Draco and Alina.
"As you all know, children," said Uncle Kabir, "that Ayan is a dragon rider. He has been the first dragon rider in many centuries. Before him, King Abhi, or rather Prince Abhi, because Draco only knew him as a young boy, was the true dragon rider. As his descendants and as the protectors of the legacy of the dragons, we have always believed that members in our family were destined to become dragon riders. But the truth is that not everyone can become one. I spent most of my life believing I could be a dragon rider, but ultimately did not succeed. It is rare to be a dragon rider, and I am extremely proud that Ayan is a natural and that Draco and Ayan have already formed their special bond."
Ayan and Draco looked at each other and smiled. But then they turned back towards Uncle Kabir expectantly because his explanation was not yet complete.
"What I am about to tell you all is something that is not even part of recorded history. It has only been passed down orally from member to family member among us, and until today, I had personally never believed it to be possible. There are no recorded instances of this, and as far as I am aware, this has never happened before."
Uncle Kabir was definitely building up the suspense, and the children and Draco were all listening to him with rapt attention. Uncle Kabir continued,
"Now that Draco is here, I am sure he can answer a few questions I have for him. Draco, during your fight with Fireball, did you ever see Hora the Horrible ride Fireball the way that Prince Abhi rode you?"
Draco looked at Uncle Kabir and shook his head. Although Uncle Kabir did not understand Draco's language, a shake of the head did not need any translation, and everyone realized that the sorcerer had never ridden on the Red Dragon.
"That's good. It means that Hora the Horrible was not a dragon rider. So the chances that his descendants could become dragon riders is quite small. Mind you, it's not impossible, but it is unlikely. Now think very carefully before you answer my next question, Draco. Did you ever see Hora the Horrible spew fire from his mouth or have a red flame inside his mouth? Think carefully before answering."
Draco thought hard. All eyes were on him as he tried to remember every moment of the battle he had fought against Fireball and Hora the Horrible. He was about to shake his head when he remembered one particular day when the giant wolves had attacked King Rosha's army. Hora had personally led the charge that day and had almost overcome King Rosha's army with the super wolves. If Inu had not concentrated all her power on defeating the wolves, King Rosha and his army would surely have been defeated that day. But Draco remembered one moment specifically when Hora had managed to injure Inu badly. He had cast his most powerful spell directly at her, which had torn through all her protective shields and charms and had hit her, knocking her down for some time. As Draco thought back to that instant, he remembered that there had been a small and faint red flicker that had come out of Hora's mouth, similar to the flame that came out of Fireball's mouth. It had only lasted an instant, but that was the instant when he had almost defeated Inu the Wise. Later, of course, Inu had fought back and the Blue Army had eventually won. Draco told all of this to Ayan through his thoughts, which Ayan shared with the rest of the group. Uncle Kabir got very excited and worried at the same time upon hearing this. He continued with the last of his explanation.
A flame keeper is an extremely rare wizard or sorceress who is bound to a specific dragon and whose magical abilities get amplified or enhanced through the magical powers of the dragon that he or she is bound to. Think of it like this. A regular sorcerer has a magical power of 10. When linked with a dragon's magical abilities, this gets enhanced by a factor of 10 to become 100. Based on Draco's story, I believe that Hora the Horrible had tried really hard to develop this ability and to bind himself with Fireball. But I also think that he could not manage to do it successfully for any extended period of time and was not able to sustain this magical amplification. It was an instant of power that allowed him to penetrate Inu's defenses during the battle. Had he been able to hold on to it, he would probably have won the war, but I don't think that he had learned to do that yet. This is an extremely rare occurrence and has never been recorded in history. This has only been a theory passed down from generation to generation in our family. But today, when I saw Alina's mouth holding the same blue flame as Draco's, I am forced to believe in this. I believe Alina might be the very first flame keeper. This means Alina's powers are now magnified by Draco's magic and that she can potentially become more powerful than any other wizard or sorcerer so far. But I also think that Adar the Horrible has been trying to complete what his ancestor could not accomplish and must be trying to bind his powers to Fireball as well. I just hope that he hasn't been successful in this, but he has had a long, long time to prepare, and we must be prepared in case he manages to bind with Fireball successfully and enhance his own powers.
So saying, Uncle Kabir looked at all the faces around him. There was a mixture of excitement and worry in Alina's eyes. She was looking forward to trying out her new powers, but also knew how dangerous it could be. Ayan looked shocked and worried. He was surprised to hear of this new development, but was also worried about his sister's safety. Sameer just looked confused as he was still trying to understand what it meant for their whole group. He was worried that Adar had already mastered the bonding between him and Fireball. And finally, Draco looked on calmly at Uncle Kabir. Although the dragon had many questions swimming through his mind, he would never give away his thoughts through his expressions. He knew what he needed to do next. And this is where we end today's chapter, children. Let's find out how this exciting story progresses in the next episode of your favorite podcast, Once Upon a Time with Uttara. Until then, be happy, be cheerful, and bye-bye.